Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Rat me voice!
More than 100 schools available from Home Field Apparel. If you like comfortable clothes, check them out. They are a partner with the Raspy Voice Kids and the 1012 Network. Use our code RASPY12, RASPY12, for a discount on your first order. 15%. Go get it. Tell them we sent you.
Current and former athletes, members of the athletic department, and of course the best fans in the country all make up a very special group we like to call the Cyclone Family. Join me, Jamie Steyer Johnson, as I bring you closer to the people that make Iowa State unique each week on the Cyclone Family podcast. Some names you may know, while others may be new to you, but one thing's for sure, this is one family reunion you won't want to miss. Each week on the Cyclone Family podcast.
Rat me voice!
Hit it!
This is Brandon Phoenix, a.k.a. I Also Hate Pitt, joined by my brother.
I'm Jeremy Phoenix. I'm in the building. I'm in the booth.
This is the Raspy Voice Kids Podcast. You are now tuned in for pop culture.
Happy Monday with the pop.
Yes, it is Monday morning. Time to get your day started with another edition of Am I the Apple? Jeremy, we got a doozy that you found Ada for returning a litterer's trash to him at work. Here's the premise. I was at home sitting on my balcony when I saw a guy in a truck drive up to the woods out beside my house, dump a bunch of stuff out of his truck into the swampy area on my property, and drive off. I didn't want to confront him when I was alone, so I let him drive off. But I was annoyed that there was stuff I'd have to clean up. The next day, I went to load it up into boxes to take it to the dump. It looked like old office waste, like old CRT monitors, broken chairs, and boxes of papers. But the dump said that they don't take CRT screens. I was already upset at having to spend my morning borrowing a truck and dredging stuff out of the swamp. So I got frustrated and started looking through the papers. I found a bunch which identified the company as a local construction firm. From there, I found out the guy driving the truck was an employee named Jim Baker. So I put on a safety vest and steel-toed boots and drove to the office. I walked in real confident to the receptionist and said, "Delivery for Jim Baker." She asked me if he needed to sign for it, and I said, "No, I can just drop it off. Where should I put the packages?" She said the reception area was fine, and I dropped off the first box, then another, then like 12 boxes and 3 broken chairs that wouldn't fit in a box. The receptionist asked me what was going on with the chairs, and I said, "I don't know, I'm just the delivery driver," and headed out. "Dear Jim Baker, I am sorry you misplaced your company's belongings in my yard. It must have been quite the accident, as a whole truck full of stuff was thrown around all over my property. I wanted to return your missing belongings. But in the parking lot, I was just getting ready to leave when a dude came running out. He was the owner, and he asked me what was going on. I said, had a delivery for Jim Baker. He asked, he's not authorized to make purchase orders. What is this about? I said, I don't know, man. I'm just the driver. The guy seemed kind of confused at first. I could understand why a young woman in a pickup truck isn't exactly who you'd believe is a delivery driver. So I decided it was time to be going. I sped off and the guy was yelling at me to get back. I don't know what happened next. I wish I was a fly on the wall. I feel like a bit of a jerk leaving a big mess in the office where more people work. A lot of the boxes were full of soggy swamp stuff. They were nearly ripping apart when I carried them in, so I figure it would have been an even bigger, wetter mess if they were left there for any amount of time. But I was also mad this guy probably was supposed to dispose of some stuff from work and just threw it in my swamp. It's a fragile ecosystem, and it upset me to see a bunch of pollution dumped in there. Am I the apple for returning the litter a guy dumped in my swamp to his office? What say you, Jay and Fiend?
Absolutely not. Brandon. So on Jalen and Jacoby, they have a thing where they say soft move or boss move. This is one of the biggest boss moves I've ever seen in my life. She could have, first of all, to be able to go in there and say, I have a delivery, and then drop it on them. Now you're giving their stuff back to them. The second thing is, it's an even bigger boss move where I'm not going to discuss this with you. Because she hit him with the, I'm just a delivery person, Brandon. This is so great. Such a boss move. There's no question. There is no question she's not the apple. And this is, above and beyond boss move. And I salute her.
Yeah, not me, Jeremy. Not me. I don't feel like you at all, to be honest. Now, here's why. As a reformed litterer, I don't have any problem. I have no problem with her returning the mess to Jim Baker. But do you see one of the issues with the situation?
No, I know what you're going to say, but I don't think that's an issue.
She did not return any litter to Jim Baker. She returned litter to Jim Baker's receptionist. She returned litter to Jim Baker's boss. But Jim Baker is nowhere to be found in the story. For all we know, Jim Baker quit and doesn't even work there anymore. For all we know, Jim Baker is on vacation and won't be back for 2 or 3 weeks. For all we know, Jim Baker is in some other department. Jeremy, she took that trash to the office, left it there, and she has no idea who's cleaning it up. It may not be Jim Baker.
Brandon, hold on, but whose company was it, Brandon?
It wasn't serious? Jim Baker's company. The owner, she said the owner came out and said he's not authorized to make purchases.
Brandon, yeah, he didn't make no purchases.
He didn't make no purchases.
It didn't look like it was one monitor. It looked like it was multiple monitors.
Nobody told him to do that.
My point is this. I don't even know if it was Jim Baker's fault. His name was on the paper, but how many times do you know the person in the office is the person who is supposed to dispose of this type of thing? Brady, this is a big deal. What I mean is this is a big deal. The old company I worked for got sued for millions and millions of dollars because you cannot just throw away computer things like that. There was a certain type of disposal system that you're supposed to use that come pick up computer chips and whatnot. So this person was not even Jim Baker, probably, in my estimation, who dumped it. But you know what it was? It was the company. And you know, more importantly, they are now going to get to the bottom of who dumped the trash. And that's the point.
But Jeremy, guess what?
I don't care who it was.
Jeremy, guess what? The company that got sued for millions of dollars, the company paid for it.
Brandon,
the trouble in this situation is, guess who cleaned up that mess? The receptionist.
The person who's getting paid by the company. And by the way, the receptionist probably didn't. They probably got a grunt worker who's getting paid by the hour to clean it up. Here's nothing, the thing.
And not his job. He's getting paid to sweep floors, to clean bathrooms, maybe not to clean up a swampy mess that he did not make.
Brandon, Whose company dumped the stuff? Through.
She did that, not.
No. Brandon, are we serious? The customer.
I'm dead serious.
Cannot be responsible.
Jim Baker made this mess. Jim Baker should
Jim
have
Baker
to pay.
And
Jim Baker. Jim Baker. Jeremy, what if Jim Baker's in Jamaica sipping Mai Tais, chilling?
Brandon, what company does he work for?
But Jeremy, what if Jim Baker's in the Bahamas? No,
Brandon, I don't care. It's your company. It's your company.
It's not his company. Clean up. He just works there.
That's right. And the company's responsible for their employees and what they do. Therefore, now it is the company's responsibility. Look, I just dropped it back off here. I just dropped it back off. Brandon, if he can dump it unauthorized in my yard, I can at least bring it back to where it originated from.
Jeremy, she did a little bit of work and figured out where Jim Baker worked. She could figure out where he lived.
Why do I need to do anything? I should have to do anything. I should be able to sit and enjoy my day. But now I got to go pick up trash from somebody else. Look, I don't care. It was from
she
that company.
Made there were multiple people's days worse. She's an apple. Now, Jim Baker is a bigger apple. He's a bigger
Bro,
apple.
Hold on. I'm being honest. Do you really feel that way?
I 100% feel like she's
Brandon,
the apple.
Brandon, do you really feel that way?
I 100% Brandon, feel like she's an apple.
Look, everybody got at me about closing time, and they said I was a jerk. Please get at your boy and tell him he has lost his mind.
No,
if
Jeremy.
No, Brandon.
I'm not telling you Jim Baker's a good guy. Jim Baker is an apple. He's worse than her, but she is also an apple.
No.
Because her response is inappropriate.
All right, let's say somebody at the meat department at a local grocery store sells you bad meat. He puts out bad meat. You grab it, you go home, you realize, oh, snap, this is disgusting. You come back in, you're going to cause a scene, Brandon.
Maybe not cause a scene, but stop.
Stop. You're going to say, this food is disgusting. Take it back. Now, the guy who sold it to you is not there. Oh, this is not the Jim Baker who sold you the meat is not there. How is that the same thing? It's the company. It's the company.
It's not the same thing as picking up infested stuff that's falling apart, dropping all over the place, wet, sopping wet, gross and disgusting. It's a mess. These people are cleaning up a mess in the middle of an office.
So what would you do?
Jim Baker.
What would you have done if Jim Baker would have dropped off his stuff in your yard?
Now, I think it would have been different if she would have come in with the stuff in her
Brandon,
truck.
I didn't ask you. I said, what would you have done
So it would have been different if she would have gone up there with the stuff in her truck, asked if Jim Baker worked there, explained the situation, and then the owner jumped back and said, that's not my problem. And then she made the delivery.
No, that's why it's a boss move. Because, look, that ain't my problem. I see where it's from. It's all on the corner. But here's the thing. What would you have done, Brandon? You'd have went up there and said, hey, excuse me, kind sir. I got some fecal matter all over these papers, and they're slopping wet and dirty. Did one of your employees drop it off here? What do you think his answer would have been?
No, I would have said, I know your employee did it. It's got your name on it. It's got his name on it. I want you to make this right. If they didn't make it right, then I would have caused the scene the way that she did.
And she skipped 19 steps. Boss move.
Yeah, but you have no idea how it would have turned out if she wasn't the apple. Boss move. You can be a boss and still be an apple. I'm not saying it wasn't boss. It's still an apple.
Brandon, she's 100. Brandon, I'm being honest with you guys. I'm gonna be honest with Mountaineer Nation and the rest of the nation. Everybody who's listening,
Pop Culture Nation, RVK Nation.
There's no way Brandon can be serious about this. I feel like
I'm 100%
he's being contrarian.
Serious.
I feel like he's being contrarian.
I'm not.
Because nobody.
Jeremy, have I ever done this before? Have I ever done this on the show ever?
Brandon, do you like high school football?
That was not an argument. That's different.
This little inside joke. Sorry, y'all didn't hear what
baseball,
I said.
A little inside baseball.
But I have my reasons for believing. All right. If you feel that way, that's fine. But you're wrong.
No.
And please, look, you don't want to get tired of when I'm wrong, people come at me left and right.
People come at me too.
Nah, they way nicer. They way nicer when they come at you.
Yeah, because you're way wronger when you're wrong.
Hey, release the hounds, okay? Hey, Jeff Ruff, Paul Amigo, release the hounds on Brandon. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. All right, well, that's how we feel. How do you guys feel? Is she the apple? Let us know. As always, listen, please subscribe to us because you're already listening to us. We're grateful for that. But also rate us and review us. It helps us to go further and to do more. We thank you so much. And as always, get at your boys.
Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.